Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from good business etiquette, handling pet peeves, common practical sense, because etiquette encompasses every interaction. If you are listening live, call 646-787-8021. Here is public speaking coach, trainer, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Saturday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. My name is Miss Donna Riley, and I am so excited that you are joining us this evening. Today is Saturday, April 20th, 2019, and we are broadcasting from the wonderful, a little bit chilly, city of Atlanta, Georgia. We have such a wonderful show in store for you this evening. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. We will be speaking with our celebrity students, and they will be teaching us this evening. So I am so excited about that, and definitely stay tuned. Well, since the name of our show is a question, it's called What is Etiquette Anyway? It would be only proper etiquette to start out by answering that question. So etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know about you if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I want. That's one of the reasons that I do this show. But the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I certainly do send out kudos to Charles I. And yes, I am just so glad they did that. And just in case you don't necessarily remember the backstory to etiquette, just simply remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And we often ask you to mind your manners, if you would. Well, as I said before, this is certainly one of my favorite shows because we have an opportunity to speak with our students. So these are students that are participating in the public speaking and the socialization club, and I am so delighted to have them. We're going to get started. We have a couple of co-hosts we're going to get started with. And they're going to have an opportunity to just somewhat interview each other. So we're going to start out with Lola. Lola.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Happy Saturday. Have you had a fun Saturday so far?
Yes.
I'm so glad. Well, I'm so excited that you're on the show here. And you know what? I think what we're going to do, we're going to see who you can interview first. How about that? Will that be okay? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's see if we can bring on Layla. And let's see. Layla.
Hi.
Well, hi, Layla. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, happy Saturday. I'm so glad you're on the show. And you know what? I am going to let you speak with Lola. So, Lola, I'm going to let you take over, okay?
Okay. Hi, Layla.
Hi, Lola.
What is your topic?
My topic is impromptu speaking and how to handle being nervous.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Hi, my name is Layla Snyder. I'm going to talk about impromptu speaking. Impromptu speaking is when you speak without planning. For example, if someone asked me to talk about the weather, I would talk about the weather, but without planning. And here are some ways to not be nervous in front of a crowd. One, picture someone in their underwear. Two, picture that you are just talking with your parents, relatives, or friends. Three, or picture that there's no one around, so like you're just talking and like, no one's there.
Whoa, What a great job, Layla. Didn't she do well, Lola?
Yes.
Oh, my. Very good. Well, Lola, let's see who else we can bring on for you. Why don't we see if we can let you speak with Daniela. Daniela?
Hi.
Hi, Daniela. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, it's just so wonderful to speak with you. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let you speak with Lola. Lola, you want to go ahead and take over?
Okay. Hi. Hi, Daniela.
Hi, Lola. My name is Daniela.
What is your topic?
My topic is how to introduce to someone.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So first, when you're introducing to someone, it's when you meet someone. For example, like you say, hi, my name is like whoever you want to talk to. And then you say your name. And then you say, nice to meet you. And then the other person will say it also. And then you'll shake hands.
Wow.
Very good.
Thank you.
Was very good. Amazing. Good job. Well, audience, I told you that you were in for a treat this evening. And believe it or not, listen, if you're not sitting down, audience, sit down, because you're going to find this hard to believe. These are elementary school children, and they are so smart. You know, I think they're brilliant, in fact, myself. So, wow. So, okay, so you know what? We are going to find out. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Lola, let me ask you, what is your favorite topic when it comes to public speaking and etiquette?
My favorite topic is personal hygiene.
Okay. Tell us about personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene is when you clean your body, put on deodorant, and brush your hair.
And all of those are quite important to do, aren't they? Because if you don't do those, do you think people will like being around you?
No, because you smell bad or you...
Look bad.
Right, absolutely. So, good job. That is wonderful, Lola. Very, very good point. Okay, well, they are all doing so well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring on our other co-host, and that is Valerie. And let's see, ahead and get Valerie and bring her on. Valerie, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Ms. Riley.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, are you having a great Saturday today as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, so glad you're on the show. And we're going to see if you can talk to, let's see if we have Sophie on. Let's see. Hello, Sophie?
Hi.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Are you having a good Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to turn you over to Valerie and let Valerie speak with you for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Valerie?
Hello, Sophie. How are you doing today?
Good.
So, well, what's your topic?
Formal introduction.
Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Okay. For example, you would say, my name is Sophie. I'm 7 years of age. I attend Stark. My hobbies include computer games. My future goal is to become a doctor. Thank you. That is the way you say your name, the fancy way. Thank you. That was perfect.
Wow. Yes, it was. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. They are doing such a wonderful, wonderful job. And it looks like we may be missing a few of our children. Now, what we're going to do, just for a brief moment, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to see if any of our other children will have an opportunity to join us. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back, okay? We'll be right back.
Okay. Stay on it.
Yeah.
So we can hear it up.
Okay. Good job, Sophie. You got us.
I'm not done yet. There's other people.
Yeah, yeah. They like have to stop again. Maybe they have a good time.
No.
Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout Workshops, Customer Service, and Parenting Workshops, to name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.paigesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 646-787-8021 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We have been speaking with our celebrity students. They have been teaching us about etiquette and public speaking. Wonderful teachers. And in case you joined us late, no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. And you'll certainly want to do that. So at this point, we're going to go back to Valerie. And Valerie?
Yes?
I don't believe you've had an opportunity to tell us what your favorite part of public speaking or etiquette is, have you?
Nope, I haven't. So mine is sitting posture or how to sit correctly.
Oh, wow. Well, gosh, certainly tell us about that because it's so important to make sure that we have good posture, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're a girl, you cross your feet or put your legs together, and boys put their ankle on their knee and should form a triangle through their legs.
Very good. And so it is important if you're a girl to sit like a girl or like a young lady. And you said boys have particular ways that they're supposed to sit too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So that is very, very good. And so they definitely don't want to have their feet out in the aisleway, right? Because somebody might do what?
Trip and fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, trip and fall. But, yeah, that is great. Posture and poise is definitely always great. That's very good. Well, we know that it is Saturday evening, and a lot of times families are very busy. And so we thank those of you who have had the opportunity to listen this evening. We are grateful for that. And we know we are missing some of our students, and that's only because I know that, again, families are busy. And so they probably got busy and they have forgotten or they just did not get an opportunity to complete all of their Saturday activities. And so, yeah, we're missing some of our guys. And we were going to certainly talk about a few of the other topics, but perhaps what we'll be able to do is bring them on at a future time so that they can have an opportunity as well. But I would certainly like to thank all of those who participated. And I would like to take an opportunity to thank our parents. I'm going to certainly applaud all of our parents for giving their children an opportunity to participate in the program. And we certainly have some remarkable superstars, and we are just grateful for that. Well, I tell you, in case you have missed the show, or if you caught the show, you can simply share our link if you'd like with some of the other parents or children or family friends who you think would enjoy the show. And it's always great when our children are teaching, because they just have an opportunity to show their confidence and to speak up. And that's what this club is all about, is speaking up. And they have certainly done a great job at doing that. And so we are going to just applaud them again. And we cannot really applaud them enough for what they do. So I am going to just give the callers that are still on with us. I know the way Sophie is still on, and as well as Lola is still on as well, and Valerie and Danielle are still on. So I'm going to go to them, and if they want to make one more comment, we'll allow them certainly to do that. And we'll start with Sophie. Sophie, if you would like, is there anything else that you would like to add, Sophie, if you'd like?
No, thank you. It's okay.
No, thank you. Well, you did a great job, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very proud of you. Okay, and so we're going to check in with Lola. So, Lola, just checking back with you. Is there anything else that you would like to leave our audience with? Any final comments or anything else you would like to share?
Thank you for letting me interview.
Oh, you are so welcome, and you did a wonderful, wonderful job, okay? And thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to go to Valerie and Daniela as well. And Daniela or Valerie, are there any other comments which you would like to make for our audience?
I really like that you put me in this show.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. It's such a pleasure. I really like having you on this show as well. Okay? You did a great job. And let's see if your sister is, if she would like any other comments?
Yes, I will. I have that this is the best show I have been on and the best club.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. And you've done such a
We get to do all this stuff. And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well, just so excited that you've been able to participate as well. Okay, so thank you for doing a good job as well. All right?
Thank you, Ms. Riley.
You're welcome. You are very, very welcome. And so, audience, once again, thank you all for listening. You've heard, I'm telling you, weren't they spectacular, spectacular group of children? So I am going to applaud them once again. Just cannot applaud them enough for what they do. I want to certainly thank each one of you for supporting our show and our audience that listens each and every week and every time we have a show. We've had several here over the last couple of weeks, back to back pretty much. And those that are joining us for the first time, our loyal listeners who tune in each week, we're glad that you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We always talk about the golden rule as well. treat others the way you want to be treated, okay? Also, be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, as you know, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we can only do that one person at a time and with your help. Okay? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That's one of my favorite proverbs, coming from Proverbs 3:3. And initiate an act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for tuning in. We're just so glad you took time out of your busy schedule to join us. Take care. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.